It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit, farmfuturesummit.com. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Summit, scheduled for January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. You'll have the opportunity there, farmers, to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities and panels of successful, innovative farmers. Yeah, this looks to be another challenging year for agriculture, and the Farm Futures Summit can help you be best positioned for all that might be coming your way. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. A two-day conference, 18 idea-packed learning sessions, high-profile ag economist, farm business specialist, farmer panels. It's January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Sign up by going to the website farmfuturesummit.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Let's begin in Clinton, Iowa, where yesterday the streets were lined with mourners as a hearse rolled by containing the body of a firefighter. 33-year-old Lieutenant Eric Hosett died while battling a fire at a grain storage facility over the weekend. Lieutenant Hosett was killed in an explosion that also injured another firefighter. He was the eighth firefighter killed in the line of duty in Iowa in the last 10 years. Wisconsin officially has a new governor. Tony Evers was sworn in yesterday and called for a rejection of the tired politics of the past. In his inauguration speech, he urged lawmakers to find bipartisan solutions to the biggest issues facing the state. It likely will not be easy, as the Republicans control the legislature that will oppose many of the governor's biggest priorities. In St. Paul, dozens of teachers packed the Fitzgerald Theater as Minnesota's new governor was sworn in yesterday. Why the teachers? Well, Tim Walz is one of their own. The governor used to be a teacher and football coach at Mankato West High School. He told the crowd he would work as governor to stress the need for better education and health care for all. The governor-elect of Illinois doesn't officially take office for another week, but he's already spending money. J.B. Pritzker says he wants raises of 15% for cabinet members that he hopes to hire. For example, the transportation secretary and prison system directors currently make $150,000 a year. If Pritzker gets his way, and since Democrats control the legislature, he probably will, they would be paid $172,500 a year. Pritzker's salary will be $177,400, but the Hyatt Hotel family billionaire says he will not take it. It is ice-breaking time for the Youpers. The U.S. Coast Guard is starting to break the ice on waterways in and around northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. They've even given it a name, Operation Taconite, which started yesterday on Lake Superior. Not all the ice will be broken, though. There are some Youpers living on islands who use the ice as bridges to drive to the mainland. And finally, 99-year-old Gail Krakus of Mankato, Minnesota, is grateful for Meals on Wheels because it gives her something to do. She volunteers every weekday morning serving and packing meals for people who are mostly younger than she is. She says, "I don't like sitting around. Sitting around is for the birds." That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.